Okay, we want to thank you all for tuning in and logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast Show. I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Turn on your notification bells so you'll be notified when we drop this breaking news on you. Don't forget, people, if you want to donate to this ministry, you are going to do so. The Cash App is $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND. Cash App. All right. So, we got Rihanna in the news. You know what I'm saying? I think she so-called drops the lawsuit against her father. You know, I didn't know her father was named Fenty. And if her father's named Fenty, ain't Rihanna is making money off the Fenty brand? Because if Fenty is her father's name, and Rihanna is considered a billionaire because of her Fenty brand, then by logic, she owes her father. But anyway, let me go ahead and hear this.
Well, Rihanna has dropped a lawsuit against her father, Ronald Fenty. He had previously been alleged to have been misusing her name for his own...
Oh, so her father's name is Ronald Fenty. But Rihanna is suing Ronald Fenty for using his... Oh, Lord. Rihanna needs a her ever-loving ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Rihanna need her ever-loving ass kicked. She need to be stomped in the face with a Timberland boot. You know what I'm saying? She need to be more than smacked. You know, you remember when Chris Brown smacked the fuck out of her? She need to be more than smacked. She need a big, clean Timberland boot. I got one right here, you know. I wear size 13. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got a big suede Timberland boot right here. And if I had Rihanna's face right in front of me, I'll take my Timberland boot off and I'll stomp the fuck out of her motherfucking face. Her face will be unbeyond recognizable. Because you got to be a jackass to even think that you want to sue me. That's just like my daughter suing me for Illuminati Radio. Suing me for using Illuminati Radio. Let me remind you, Illuminati Radio is mine. The content is mine. The patent is mine. The trademark is mine. You know what I'm saying? The incorporation is mine. Everything about Illuminati Radio is mine. So, that's just like my daughter suing me for my damn company name. How does that even make sense? That's just like, you know what I'm saying, Paris Hilton suing her family for using the Hilton brand name. How does that make sense? No wonder why the lawsuit got thrown out. Negro, this is my legal name. It's my slave name, but it's still my legal name. So you mean if I can't use my name, I can use my name to get a driver's license, right? I can use my name, you know what I'm saying, to apply for a credit card, apply for credit. You know what I'm saying? I can use my name to lease a car. I can use my name to rent a car. But you mean to tell me I can't use my name to promote my products and my service because my daughter, which is a satanic scumbag, is using my name? And making money and making so-called billions. Like I said, so-called because she's so-called a billionaire. And what is she so-called a billionaire from? The Fenty brand. Whose name is Fenty? Ronald Fenty is Rihanna's father's name. But yet nobody sees that. Everybody look at the father. Oh, the father shouldn't be using her name, making money off her fame. But did anybody ever thought that if it wasn't for Ronald Fenty, Rihanna wouldn't even exist? Because Rihanna came out of Ronald Fenty's nutsack. You know what I'm saying? Rihanna's mama did not produce Rihanna alone. Because a woman cannot produce sperm. Sperm is where Rihanna came from. You understand? Her mama just held her 9 months. But then when Rihanna came out of her mama's womb, she was still Ronald Fenty's child. I won't be too surprised if she looked like Ronald Fenty because she is Ronald Fenty's child. So freaking damn, that's why I said Rihanna need her ever-loving fucking damn face kicked in. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown needs to come back and say, these hoes ain't loyal. Bam! And smack the fuck out of damn Rihanna for that doing that shit. Somebody lost her motherfucking mind. Hold on, let me go ahead and press play.
Benefit, if you guys remember, he was, you know, booking things and using her name and all of that. So she had actually sued him back in 2019.
How the fuck? He's booking things under Ronald Fenty. Under Fenty. That's his freaking name. Okay. I'll tell you like this, Angela, stupid ass ye. You know what I'm saying? Don't use your name, you know what I'm saying, as you got the Lip Service Podcast with Angela Yee. Angela Yee, that's your name, right? Don't use your name. Don't correlate your name with anything that you got going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. You can do it because it's your name, right? Tell me, how does that make sense? Why is people upset at Rihanna's father for using his own freaking name? If anybody needs her ever-loving ass kicked, it's Rihanna for disrespecting her father like that. The Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, for your days will be longer. Well, bitch, Rihanna, your days is short. Because, damn, if it wasn't for Ronald Fenty, your ass wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? He could have squirted you out on your mama's chest. He could have squirted you out in your mama's mouth. He could have squirted you out on your mama's face. He could have squirted you out in a condom. He could have squirted you out on the floor. He could have squirted you out anywhere but inside of your mama. And therefore, you wouldn't have not even came about. But yet he squirted you in your mama, which produced you. So if anything, damn Rihanna, you owe your father your life.
In January, over allegations of deceiving people into believing that she was involved with his company. He had his own company. His name is Fenty, though, right?
Yeah. See, even Angela Yee said it. His name is Fenty, though. His name is Fenty, though. So how is Ronald Fenty deceiving people? Tell me. How? His name is Fenty.
And so the suit has named Fenty Entertainment LLC and Ronald Fenty as in part.
So his suit is named Fenty Entertainment LLC. Which is Ronald Fenty's last name, Ronald Fenty. So that's his company. Rihanna need to go get another name. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you use Rihanna? Huh? Why don't you use Rihanna for your brand? Matter of fact, is that your name, Rihanna? And if that's your name, who named you? Who named you? Who gave you your name, girl? Who gave you? I want to know something. I wonder if somebody goes up to Rihanna and asks Rihanna who named her. She might say something smart. Oh, my mama named me. Shut the hell up, poor. Your mama didn't name you. Your daddy named you. Your daddy named you. Your daddy named you. You are of your daddy's seed. And now you want to sue your daddy for trying to make a living for himself because you decided to pass your soul through the fire to Moloch. Let me go ahead and press play.
But now she has dropped that lawsuit. So that's nice. Beautiful thing to not have to sue your own dad. Mm-hmm. She's also hosting another Met Ball after party. So she posted on social media, if you're planning a Met Ball after party, don't. And then it said annual gala after party hosted by Rihanna. So if you... guys are trying to do something after the Met Ball. There's no point in trying to do that at all, period.
They doing the Met Ball this year?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. She's having an after party, for sure.
Ain't this New York Fashion Week this week or something like that?
Yes, it is.
Not like I care, but I'm just, you know.
Are you going to be front row somewhere?
I just see all the signs.
All right, now, my makeup artist just left to go do some stuff for some fashion shows. All right, now, Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. That's going to wrap that up. Want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour, right here, Illuminati Radio Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Turn on your notification bell so you'll be notified when we drop this breaking news on you. Go ahead and hit that. If you want to donate to this podcast, you are going to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio F-U-N-D. The next time, stay tuned. God bless you.